Today's daf is Baba Basra, Kuf Yud Gimel, and we are on Kuf Yud Gimel and Aleph. Let's start right at the top of the daf, where the Gemara continues our discussion of Yerusha, and the sources were Hasavas HaBen and Hasavas HaBal, and we found the source for Hasavas HaBal, meaning that if a woman marries out of her shevet, so then the Yerusha would go by the husband, and she would lose her nachla if she has her own property, and therefore the Torah tells us and commands, at least in that generation, that a woman is not allowed to marry out of her shevet. So that was Hasavas HaBal. We also saw Hasavas HaBen. The Gemara suggested maybe it means Hasavas HaBen, and there's no issue with Baal Yoreis Zishto, and therefore says the Gemara that we have to have other sources to prove that Baal Yoreis Zishto. If you say certain psukim we're talking about Hasavas HaBen, which would mean that she can't marry out, not because of the husband Yarshining, but because of the son eventually Yarshining, and that, of course, we know, a son Yarshins his father or Yarshins his mother, so that would be the issue that is involved. So the Gemara continues and says, Tanya Ida. We saw yesterday the Machlokas Rishonim, whether Baal Yerusha Baal is Daraisa or Drabanan, that was what we saw in the Meiri, and the other mefarshim. So Tanya Idaf, so we have brises now that discuss this as well. Tanya Idaf, lo sisov nachla mimate lamate acher. So that's pasuk there in Bamidbar Lamed Vav. We have to read the psukim now because that would be we're gonna look at the psukim a little closer because that's what the Gemara is going to do in terms of the wording in the psukim. Again, the last few psukim in the Sefer Bamidbar, the Torah tells us in Pasuk Zayin, "Velo tisov nachla lebnei Yisrael mimate el mate." Right, this is the second pasuk quoted, as we'll see in a few minutes. Ki ish b'nachlas mate avosav yidbeku bnei Yisrael. Each man in the nachla of his shevet, bnei Yisrael shall stick to. And v'chol bas yereshes nachla mimate. I'm sorry, the pasuk Tes, very similar pasuk. "Velo tisov nachla mimate lemate acher." So if you just read the Torah, we read this during Shnai Mikra, where we don't catch, or maybe we do, what do you, two psukim almost identical, you know, almost back to Mac. Pasuk Zion and Pasuk Tes here at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. So that's what the Brises are bothered by. Back to the Gemara. The Pasuk is talking about the husband getting it from the wife. Maybe he's talking about Besibas Habek, Shu Omer. But when the Pasuk says, in Velotisov Nachla Libnei Yisrael, that's Pasuk Zion. Right, the Gemara first quotes Pasuk Tes. Then we say, what is Pasuk Tes talking about? Maybe it's talking about Sibas HaBen. But then we say, what do you mean? But we already have Pasuk Zion. V'lotisov nachla al-bnei yisrael mimate al-mate, harei ha-sibas ha-ben amur. So you already have that. Ha-mani mekayim v'lotisov nachla mimate al-mate acher. What must Pasuk Tes be talking about? B'sibas ha-bal ha-kasim medaber. Again, both psukim are talking about don't move the nachla. So what do you need two psukim to say? Don't move the nachla. Don't switch the shape for the nachla. So the Brisa says, it must be. One's talking about Hasavas HaBen, and one's talking about Hasavas HaBal. Good. Says the Gemara, Dekule Alma. So that is a second Brisa compared to what we said yesterday. So yesterday we had the first Brisa of Tanya Besiba, right? We had a Tanya Besiba Sabal, a Tanya Besiba Haben and Abal. Yesterday we had Tanya Besibas Haben, right? And then we end up saying it must be talking about Sibas Haben. And here we have the opposite, meaning we darshan the psukim in the opposite order. So now the Gemara talks about Dekule Alma Mias Bimate Lamata Acher Besiba Sabal Akasim Adaber. Everybody, both of these Brises end up saying that the pasuk of le mimate le mata acher, which is pasuk tes, says the Gemara is talking about Hasavas HaBal. So my mashba, how do you know that one is talking about Hasavas HaBal? So the Gemara says, according to our Girsa, siman amar Rabba Barav Shela. What does that mean? So the Mesorah Zashas here says, who shame Amora? Simon is the name of an Amora. Simon is saying the name of Rabba Bar Rav Shila. So if one would wonder, would Reb Ruven Margolis comment on this? This is one of his lines of comment that he would say. He has a whole sefer written about names of a certain Tanam and Amoram. So he writes here in the sefer Nitzotzei Ar, his commentary on Shas. He says, v'zem muzar v'dachuk, to say that Simon is a shame of an Amora. Do we find Simon anywhere else? Right, he said, "It's dachuk." V'dikduke sofrim kasav nireh shahaya kan simin lahani amoroi v'nishma b'shkaga. It must be, as the Gemara often says, simin, to give a monik for the Gemara that's about to come. So it must be that we're missing something. It must have been a simin something, and we're missing that simin. But told us tanam v'amoroim, as he cross-references himself, and then he says, v'yoser nira, shezeu simin tov l'ha'alachos abos. Really, it's a simin. The word simin here is the simin. Because as we're going to have, siba sabal, that's the samach, yidbeku, right, that's going to be what we're going to have, mimate lamate, that's the mem, and notel baroi, kibamuchsak is the nun. So he says, if you look at the next section, no, here, just a simin, because the simin is the simin. Right, just what we had before. One of the most famous simanim in Baal Basra that we had, if you remember, a couple months ago, simin amalek, and we had that a couple months ago, how could you have a simin of amalek here, and the Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, mashcheil beis amedrish, that's the greatest timcha that you could have to amalek, is to learn Torah with him. So here, unusual, unique one, says that in Sosayar, Simon here is the Simon. Okay, either way, that's, the Gemara continues, as it says, Simon, Amar, Rabba, Barav, Shela, Amar, Kra, Ish. The Pasuk says the word Ish, so that's how you know it's talking about Asava Sabal. Says the Gemara, Travahu Ish Ksivahu. Look at both Psukim. Both Psukim say the word Ish. So why should one Ish be over stronger than the other Ish? The question is, okay, El Amar Nachma Yitzchak Amar Kar Yidbeku. Okay, the pasuk not only says Ish, but it says Yidbeku. Travayu Yidbeku Ksivahu. They both say Yidbeku. So what's the adifus over one over the other? So El Amar Rava Amar Kar Yidbeku Matos. Yidbeku Matos. That's an added phrase that only the second pasuk has, only pasuk Tes has. The matos will be davak to each other, and therefore those two words together, so we assume that is referring to the Baal. But if you look in the last couple of medium lines in the Rashbam, first the Rashbam says yidbeku, ein lashon davak ela bein ish leisha. Doesn't dvekus usually mean between the husband and the wife? Kiddich siv vidavak b'ishto, as it says vidavak b'ishto, could be the first time it says the word davak in the Torah. That's davak. Dekiva the mefurish kolkach dechsiv be'loshen dvika. Since it's so explicit, says the Rashbam, this is the Havamina, that it says dveka, so it must be vaday besibas baal mairi. It must be talking about sibas habal, because baal and isha, that's what we find vidavak. Umehachu davi pasha leilatana. V'yavagav de bekar nami yidbeku ksiv tesi l'drash ba'alma. And if you have another yidbeku, so we'll learn that for something else. But we think this yidbeku is referring to husband. Then the Gemara says, no, come on. They both say yidbeku. So we say, no, yidbeku matos. Mashma, says the Rashbam, ba'al didvekus matos al yidei ba'alhu. A direct connection between the shvatim will be through the ba'al the second that they get married. Related to the Rabbi Elchanan we mentioned at the end of yesterday's shiur. It could be that the son's dveikus of swishing might only be later, b'shas later. That doesn't happen right away by yidbeku matos. Maybe here, that's why we assume it means referring to the husband. Okay, Tosfos here quotes a ha'ara, which might be mind-boggling to us. We referenced this Tosfos when we learned Baba Kama. Tosfos on top says, is bothered. What just happens here? Oh, it says the word ish, says the Gemara, but it says the word ish in both psukim. It says the word yidbeku. It says that in both psukim. What? The Gemara didn't know the other pasuk was only two psukim ago, away from each other. Once in a while, the Gemara will quote a pasuk in Ezra, or Nehemiah, or Divrei. Rashi will say, pasuk huba Ezra. Okay, maybe Ezra is not so, common, for us to, but here, the Gemara makes a suggestion, says Tosfos, top line, pa'amim, Shlohayu Bakiyin Bipsukim. Whoa. They weren't Bakiyim Sukim. Weren't Bakiyim Sukim? The Ramban knew Tanakh by heart. Every time he quotes a phrase, it's Alpiya, a Pasuk somewhere in Navi. We could suggest that the Tanaim and the Amoraim, the Stam of the Gemara, the Chain Matsinu, Besov, Shar Shar Azapar, then he quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama. That's a Gemara that is very connected to this. Remember that Gemara? The Gemara is trying to talk about, there is talking about the Aseret HaDibros, and the Gemara there says, Rabbi Chanina ben Agil asked Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Mipnei mad b'dibros rishonos lo nemer ban tov, or b'dibros achronos nomer ban tov. Why does it say tov in the only the second Aseret HaDibros and not in the first Aseret HaDibros? So the Gemara says, Omar lo, what is Rabbi Chiya bar Abba? Answer, one of the great Amoraim, Oh my lo, ad shata shoalani loma nemar bohem tov, shalani im nomar bohem tov, im lav, she'eni yodea im nomar bohem tov, im lav. That's the Gemara's line. He says, what do you ask me? What do you ask me if it says it first? Don't ask me why it says it. If you take that Gemara literally, not only what psukim at the end of Maaseh, but this is the Aseres HaDibros. Klach Itzur, B'tan Chol Barchani Loi, Shei Raglez Rabbi Yeshua, Shei Baki Bagada. Go ask him, Ozla Gabe, Amar Lo, Mimena Lo Shamati, Alakach Amar Lishmo, Mar Nachem, Achi, Imo Sharav, V'chulu, 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 Ho'ov Asofan Lehishtaber. Doesn't say Tov, because they're eventually going to get broken, and therefore it doesn't say Tov. V'chisofan Lehishtaber, Mayhavi, Amar Vashi, Chas V'shalom, Paska, Tova, Miyisrael. If it says Tov, and then it's broken, so it's as if the Tov stopped. We don't want the Tov to be stopped, so don't even put it in. But that's the Gemara. So, what did that Tosfos says? Oh, that's a raya. Also, they weren't bekiya. So Tosfos says umiyu hacha. Back to our Tosfos, first skinny line, hacha tema. But here it's even more of a problem because it sounds like that the Gemara or the Tana knew both of the psukim, and the Gemara is asking why does one beat the other one? So it's not that they didn't know the pasuk. That makes it even worse. It's very difficult to understand, says Tosfos. Even if you want to say that they didn't know the weren't baki in the psukim, how here can it be different? So the Tosa Rush here discusses it's not as it seems, and its most Rishonim would say that as it seems. First of all, most Achronim on that Gemara in Baba Kama, in Baba Kama there, I don't remember if all the Rishonim discussed it, the Marsha there, the Ein Yaakov, all discuss that maybe Shiny Aseres HaDibros. It's not that somebody wasn't a Bucky. But Aseres HaDibros, we know, was very unusual. First of all, Shneim B'Dibrecha Namru. Right, they were both said, Shamar v'zachar b'dibrecha namru. So what was said? Right, at the Aseres HaDibros. Right, the first lucha, is that, it's not 100% clear. We have Yisro and Vaschanan, but is that mamish what it said? Yisro was the first luchos, Vaschanan was the second luchos? The simple understanding of the Torah is that it's the same event being described a little differently. So maybe that's what he was bothered by. That, I don't know, ask me what it says. Because I could read the Torah, I could read Parshas Yisro and Vaschanan, but I'm not sure what it said in the first, what it said in the second. I don't think Yisro was the first and Vaschanan the second. So maybe that's the deeper idea of the Gemara. But the Aseres HaDibros was a different category of how it was given over, obviously, that we heard it. Shamar v'zachar v'dibur echad namru. The Tosa Rush says here, though, maybe the original Tosa Rush, at least we don't have one on Baba Basra, so we have it through the Shidim Ukabat says. He says, well, maybe the Gemara, Rav Ashi, put this whole Gemara together. But it's not that the whole conversation happened at once. Somebody said Ish, no, it says Ish. Somebody said Yidbiku. No, there were different conversations and different Bati Medrash. Someone said Ish. And then people were bothered, it says Ish. But it's not that they then went to Yidbiku. Meaning there was an answer to each of these questions. What I meant by Ish was because Ish is worth the word Mata. I didn't just mean the word Ish. Rav Ashi put it all together because it's all about one topic, and when he was Machaber, the Gemara. But it doesn't mean that we should read it as one conversation, which would make it seem it's just about the word, and we rejected Ish because of Yidbiku. Says the Shita. Ella Rabba bar Rav Shela Amar Teret Shalom Bebeis Medrasho, V'chein Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Ella Rav Ashi, Kibtzon B'Talmud Ze Achar Ze. Ki Matzinu B'Talmud Kama Pa'amim Sha'amorayim Lo Hayu Zechurim Min Apsukim. And he quotes that line of Tosfos, but he's emphasizing that don't read all the conversations together. So it's not as bad, in quotes, as it would sound. Keep suggesting different words that also appear in both Pesukim. Either way, the question is, the Ha'ara is an important Ha'ara, but it's hard for us to fathom that they wouldn't have been Bekiyan, at least in the simple. How Tosfos relates it here, obviously, is two Pesukim away from each other as Tosfos is bothered. But either way, we have to be Bekiyan. In Kol HaTorah Kula, especially in Psukim, especially in Tanakh, where Rashi quotes, if you remember, Parshas Ki Sisa. Rashi quotes on the beginning of the Chet HaEgel story. The Torah tells us that Vayhi Kechaloso Lidaber. Vayitena Moshe Kechaloso Lidaber Yitob Har Sinai Shnei Luchos Oedus Luchos Even Ksuvim Be'etzba Elokim. Right, that has to be written, Be'etzba Elokim, and, Kechaloso. What does it mean, Kechaloso? Like a Kala, Rashi quotes. Ma Kala miskasetes bechaf dalet kishutin. Just like a Kala, he has 24 pieces of jewelry, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu. Af Tamar Chacham, Tzorech Lios Baki, bechaf dalet Svarim. Rashi. Just like so too, a Tamar Chacham. What's the definition of a Tamar Chacham? Now, somebody who knows Shas. Somebody knows Tanakh. First, obviously, have the Shas also. But you have to also know Shas. You have to also know Tanakh. Right? Baki, Bechavta al-Svar. First, you have to know there are 24 books in Tanakh. How do you get the 24 books? You have to know which ones to combine. The Shmuels, the Malachim, Ezra Nehemiah. You have to know which ones. Tresar. But then we have to not only know the names of them, but we have to know them as well. We have to, just because it's a, in many circles, it's a forgotten world. You know, it's, Kisvei HaKodesh. We have to remember that, then we have to push ourselves in all areas of Torah, including Tanakh. Baruch Hashem, we have the Shiurim now online. Feel free to avail oneself the Navi Shiurim as we try to learn it together. Okay, one other ha'ara here that we could discuss, and that is, so the Rashbam explained the Gemara, Yidbeku, Davak is always found by Baal and Isha. That's the ultimate, V'davak be'ishto. We do find it somewhere else as well, though. This is not the only place. The Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah saseh. The Rambam in mitzvah saseh, as we've noted in the past, Sefer HaMitzvahs, The importance of the Sefer HaMitzvahs is not just what the Rambam says, but where he says it. We're not 100% clear about every time the Rambam has orders in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. But we would think, as we've expressed in the past, the first ones are important. The first mitzvah saseh, right? What was the last mitzvah saseh? That's this parak. Mitzvah 248 is the mitzvah of Yerusha. Let's go back to the beginning now. Mitzvah number one. Mitzvah number one, belief in Hashem. Mitzvah number two, Yichud Hashem. Mitzvah number three, Avat Hashem. Mitzvah number four, Yiras Hashem. Mitzvah number five, Davening. Avodah Shebelev. Those are pretty defining. What about mitzvah number six? What's mitzvah number six? If you were writing the Rambam, must be pretty important. Dveikus. What's Dveikus? Not Dveikus with Hashem. What does that mean? Or it is Dveikus with Hashem, but through Dveikus with another. Hamitzvah Hashishis. Shetzivanu lihidaveik im hachachamim. Ulehisyached imahem. Ulehasmid biyeshivasam. Ulehishtatef imahem b'chalofan meofanei achevra. To be with our Rebbeim, to stay, to eat, to drink, to sit, to be mishtatef with Talmid HaChachamim, b'machal, b'mishte, u'be'esek, kidei sheyagia lanu bazeh lehidamos b'maseihem. We imitate who we are with. We imitate the chevra that we are around, generally, naturally. So the more we're with Talmid HaChachamim and Hashem's servants, that will rub off on us. U'lahamin hadeos ha'amitios midivrehem. And to believe their words. Chazal. V'hu amr yisala, parshas ekev, uvo sidbak. In him. How could you connect to Hashem? Connect to his servants. That's how we connect to Hashem. V'kar nichbal ze'atzivu, gamkin v'yomar ulodav kabo, upa apirush ulodav kabo, hidaveik b'chachamim u'betalmidehem. So that's another dveikus. That's a mitzvah zaseh. We don't realize, sometimes when we're just near our rabbeim, we're near great rabbis, we go to a shiur, we just try to be near them, and that's a mitzvah zaseh daraisa. The Rambam says it's not just any, it's mitzvah number six, and the Rambam discusses this at length in Hilchos Deos, in Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. The Rambam also emphasizes being with them. Says the Rambam, Kishachacham Ochel, he talks about, you know, how a chacham eats, and then he says, or how a chacham does everything, and he says, and we should be with them. We should be with them, because that would rub off on us, and the Rambam discusses this at length in Perek Vav. First, he goes, the whole Perek is all about what a Talmid Chacham should do, and at the end he says, and therefore we should be near them, in that way we will be Nimshach. Perek Vav. Derech Bir Yaso. Shela Adam Lios, I'm sorry, the beginning of the Perek, I was reading Perek A. Shela Adam Lios Nimshach B'deosav U'ma'asav Achareya V'chaveirav. Derech Ha'olam, that we are pulled after what our friends do. V'noeg B'minag Anshei B'mdinoso. Lefichach. Tzarech Adam L'hischaber L'sadikim. V'leishev Yitzel Chachamim. Tamid. We have to make sure who we're with. Is it very important? The chevra. And then he says, mitzvah zasei. Bo sidbach, v'yesh l'adam l'davek b'shchina, alakacham ruchachamim, b'feirisht mitzvah zu, hidavek b'chachamim u'betalmideihem. And that's why we have to be close, and v'avakachzi v'chachamim, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, v'avimisavik b'afar aglayim, v'shosav etzame es divrayim. Good, that is the Rambam, and that is another area of dveikus. The Sefer Chinuch discusses this at the end of the Torah, as we know, in Parshas Ekev. It's also mitzvah tough. La medalid kedesh nilmod imam mitzvosah. Number one, to learn mitzvos from them. The yorenu hadeos amitios ba kishem mukubala mehem. There are so many gemaras throughout Shas about the importance of having a rebbe and the importance of being connected to a rebbe. Rav Soloveitchik like to quote the gemara in Brachas Mem Zayin, where the gemara there talks about in the context of zimun ezehu am haaretz. What's the definition of an am haaretz? Right, a halachic am haaretz. Now, some people use amarat. He's an am haaretz. Chas v'shalom. We shouldn't say that anyway. But in the halachic terminology of not benching with an am haaretz, so the Gemara has all different opinions. Somebody doesn't wear tefillin. Somebody doesn't put up a mezuzah in their house. Somebody doesn't send his kids to give them a Jewish education. And what's the last one? A chayrim, I think. Afilu kar v'shana. Voloshim ish tamar chacham. Hariz am haaretz. Even if somebody knows a lot of Torah, but he doesn't have a Rebbe, in order to shape the Torah that he learns, That's an Am Haaretz. Doesn't have a Rebbe. So it could be that sometimes Svarim today are our Rebbeim. We have to see what the tradition holds. Part of it. Some of the greats of our generation, the previous generation, you know, learned by some Rebbeim, but it's mostly the Misora. But either way, that's the one of the Gemaras that talk about the importance of a Rebbe and Uladavka Bo. Okay, we'll see if there's time later. We'll get back to some other issues are related. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now that we have Yidbeku Matos. So we have another day, though. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar, Amar Kra, Mi Mateh L'Mateh Acher. Now, maybe a different shot. How do you know which pasuk is referring to Hasavas Habal? Well, one of them says, Mi Mateh L'Mateh Acher. It's going to go to a different Mateh, Uben Lav Acherhu. And a son who would be yarshining from his mother would not be an acher. Meaning, again, we're trying to figure out, do the psukim mean that a man can't marry out because, a woman can't marry out because her husband's going to yarshin her, or her eventual son is going to yarshin her? So, acher, right, a husband is an acher to a wife, halachically, but a son is not called an acher, and therefore it wouldn't be called an acher. It's a shevet acher, yes, but it's not really acher, because the son is kam tachtav of the brakara de'ime, I think the language that the Rashbam uses here, first Y line, the yoresh kare de'imehu, right, the yoresh, as we've said, we said it maybe by son, but maybe by daughter too. It's not that the Yerusha goes down, but it's that the children go up into the shoes of the Morish, and therefore, that pasuk can't be talking about Ben, it must be talking about husband. Good, different sources, how we know which pasuk is talking about what. We continue. Amar Rabbi Avahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Anai, Amar Rabbi, Umatu Ba Mishbeid, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha. In the name of Yeshua Ben Karcha. Right, there are machlokas Rishonim, who Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha is. There is one day in the Rashbam, I think at the end of Pesachim, in Arvei Pesachim, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha is the son of Rabbi Akiva. That Karcha is the nickname for Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva. Other Rishonim, Tosfos there says, I can't fathom that the Gemara would ever use that Lashon for Rabbi Akiva. Chas v'shalom. Okay, either way, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Minayin, so what does he say? Minayin labal, she'enu notel baroi kiva muchsak. How do we know that the husband does not take ro'i, what is supposed to go to, what is earmarked for his wife, kiva muchsak? Muchzak means that the person has it at the time of death. Ra'ui means it's supposed to go to her. Meaning, let's say the wife dies, and after the wife dies, the husband yarshins the wife, and then after that, a few months later, a morish to the wife dies. So now the wife is supposed to get property. Let's say somebody owes the wife money. That's ra'ui. That's not muchzak. Right, and it's not paid yet. So any type ro'i earmarked for her, but it's not there. The husband does not take that. Right, meaning that would go to her other yorshim, but not to the husband. So eino nota baroi kama mochlok shene amar. How do you know that? So we have similar to what we had yesterday. Uskuv holidus yair. Vayihilo, as I, again, yesterday I misspoke, I was thought of Ya'ir and Gilad, but it was two different Ya'irs in the same Shevet, but that was the beginning of the year. I started saying something, but then I stopped. Uskuv Oled is Gilad. Vayihilo, Esr Mishalosh Arim, Be'eretz HaGilad. And the son, Ya'ir, had 23 cities in Eretz Gilad. So Minayin L'Yar, Shalohai Lo Uskuv, how did he have cities? If he didn't get it from his father, didn't Yerusha go, especially of land, go from father to son? How could the son have that the father did not have? Ella, it must be he got it through his mother. Ella malameid shenasa skuv isha vamesa b'chayim orisheha. It must be skuv the father married a woman and she predeceased her morishin, people who are going to give her Yerusha, vamesu morisheha, and then they died, the Yerusha Ya'ir, and therefore the son, Ya'ir, got an anat skuv, and that shows that a husband does not take baro'ui kiba mochsak. The Omer, and also, we have the other pasuk, as we quoted yesterday. Ve'elazar ben Aaron meis, v'yikberu, v'gomer, minayin lepidcha shlo hayelo le'elazar, right, they buried Elazar in the giva, in the area of his son Pinchas, as we said yesterday, bearing in the kever of Shiloh. Minayin lePinchas Shiloh Hayelol Elazar. How could it be that they buried him in his son's burial plot? How did his son have something that wasn't his? Melavesh and Asa Elazar Isha. It must be Elazar. When Elazar got married, he married a woman Vamesa Bechayim Morishel, and she predeceased her Morishim Vamesu Morishel, and then they died Yarsha Pinchas, and then Pinchas the son Yarshit. Says the Gemara, Maivi Omer. Again, why do we have two different psukim to teach me the same thing? V'chi tema. If you want to say the first pasuk, maybe there's another option. Ya'ir davi nasiv itza v'mesa v'yarsha. Maybe Ya'ir. It's not that the father married someone. Maybe the son married someone. And the son married and yarshed his wife. Forget that the father married a woman and the woman predeceased to her morishim and then the son got it. Maybe it's just pashut. The son married a woman and yarshed from the wife. So, says the, if you want to see, that's what the first pasuk talks about, Tamal Omer, that's why you have a second pasuk. Ve'elazar ben Aaron, mace. Maybe that's why they have the second pasuk. V'chitim adonofalei besadech haram. Even if you want to see, as we ended off yesterday, maybe they got it from a stecherim. So, it's not a raya either way. So, Gemara says, no, amakra bino. It says, in one of the psukim, bino, nachla haru'uya lo, v'yarsha bino. We already know that Elazar is, Pinchas is the son of Elazar. Why does it emphasize Pinchas? You know, his son, something that he should get, but his son gets instead. Something that is should have gone to him, but it didn't, it went to Beno. The Beno stepped in instead. So if it was just husband yarshining a wife, or it's just Chayrim that he gets directly, we wouldn't, the Torah wouldn't have said that. The extra word Beno must be teaching me that it is something that the father could have gotten, but the father did not get. Okay, a couple of important points on this discussion. First, let's go backwards, and then we'll go earlier. First, in the last couple of lines. So, what was the Gemara's suggestion? How do you know that it was the Ya'ir? I'm sorry, it was Skuv, or it was Elazar that married someone, and then the wife died before the Morishim. Ask Tosfos, Yim Tomar, bottom Tosfos. Vim Tomar, to Ben Yoresh Baroi, Nichse Ima Ubal Eno Yoresh. So, we're saying now that a son is stronger than a husband. Right, because a son gets roi, and the husband does not get roi. Well, once we're saying that, so why don't we suggest even that the husband will go even before the son? Once you have one detail that the son is stronger than the husband, so maybe you should say, remember we had the whole discussion earlier about the order. The order is not, right, the ba'al is not beferish in the Torah. We learn it from various other words in the section. So maybe this detail should tip us off, minalan tabal kodim leben. Maybe the husband should go before the son. Answers Tosos, add this to the list of formulations of Rishonim. We had the Ritva yesterday. Now we have the Tosos today, where we have, again, it's logical, but we see it beferish in the Rishonim, that the Yerusha Zabal is very different. The Yesh Lomar, Kivan Shahabal, Eino Yoresh Machmas Kurva, Ela Machmas She'erus, Sheheim Chashuvin Kabasar Echad, since the husband doesn't Yarshin out of Kurva, meaning blood relation like all the other relatives, but it's because of she'er basar im kain kemosha hu kodem l'shar krovim kachu kodem l'ben tamali hai umali hai. Right, it has to be that bal yarish zishto, he goes, and we're not going to change the order because of that. But again, what's the important nugget that we could take out of Tosfos? That bal is different. Bal is different. What's the other way to say it? I mean, logically we know it's not based on blood. But one can suggest that, yes, it starts off being a Chiddush HaTorah, that we wouldn't have known it. But once the Torah is Machadish, that Baal is Yoresh Zishto, it works the same way, like through Kurva, even though it's not a blood relative. It works through the same mechanism that the Torah is Machadish by all Yerusha. Or do we say no, as these Rishonim seem to say, even after we learn the halach of Yerusha Sabal, it still remains different than the other types of Yerusha, and therefore we will have different lines about it. Right, and this was emphasize as well, if you remember, we said yesterday where the Rambam discusses this. The Rambam discusses this in Hilchas Ishus and Perachav Beis. That's where he mentions in depth Baal Yoresh Zishto, and therefore that's how also we know that it is something unique and different. Good. Going back for a moment. The Gemara here used the Lashon that a Baal is not Yoresh Baroi Kibamuchsak. Those who are familiar with this parak know that we'll have later on that that's almost same exact Lashon is used by a Bechor. By a Bechor is not notel baroi kibamuchsak. A Bechor gets a double portion, as we'll learn in more depth. We mentioned a couple of days ago about how many mitzvahs is counted. The Rambam only counts one big mitzvah of Yerusha. The Ramban thinks you have to count two more mitzvahs. An asay of giving it to the Bechor, and a los asay of not passing over the Bechor. But the Gemara says later on that we also have the line on Kuf Chav Hei, Eina Bechor notel baroi kibamuchsak. The Bechor only takes a double portion, in meaning two sections, in what his father is muchsak in when the father dies. But if the father has stuff that is not his until after the father dies, he doesn't get a double portion. So the Meiri quotes here that there's a difference between the halacha of einot abarakim amuchsak by Bechor and einot abarakim amuchsak by a husband. Let's just read what he says first, and then what I'm excited about is who he's quoting here. But first he quotes what's the line? Sha'af al pisha baal b'chor nomar lashon zeh b'shneihem, ein hamida shaveh b'shneihem. There's still an interim regarding one. What happens if the property goes up in value in the interim between death and chalukah? Who gets that shevach? So says the Meiri, quoting here, that's the chilek. Shav bechor afilu benachasim shav muchzak bahen enonota b'shevach sheshivcho nachasim b'shas chaluka. The bechor does not get it. The double portion in the interim time period of the shevach, that it goes up. But when it comes to a husband, notel kol ha-shevach. He gets all the shevach up until the time of chaluka. And then he gives a svara. Shav bechor hufka shivcho. Midechsiv v'chol ha-shei imatze lo, v'ashevach lo nimsa lo. The pasuk by Bechor is lo, what he had, and his father never had this. It was only ra'ui when the father died. Aval ba'al, where do you learn it from the ba'al? It's share. Shelo hufka lo ra'ui, ele me'asmachta rechoka, kidechsiv v'givas pinchas. Kamo shekaza besugit sagamara, davka roi legamre. Aval kegon, shemesa ha'isha kodem misas morisheha. Aval shevach, no tell. But at least the shevach, he's going to collect. Okay, that's a chiluk in halacha. But who is the Meiri quoting here? I've never seen this quoted before. We know that Meiri has a nickname for every one of the Rishonim. He doesn't quote it by name. I tried to look yesterday in the Akdama. I'm sure he has somewhere in there. And if not somewhere, the Meiri we know quotes every Rishon by a nickname. Gedolei HaMachabrim is the Rambam. Gedolei HaMafarshim is Rashi. He has a nickname for each one of the Rishonim. The Meiri was a late Rishon. He was a Likut, Malakit. And therefore, he's able to quote all the Rishonim. But he quotes a nickname that I never saw before. Maybe it's, I'm not a Bucky in the Meiri. But he says, he quotes this from the Mahadrin Min HaMafarshim. That's a phrase. And in the footnote, he quotes here, who's the Hajman of Farshim? Eni eni yodei alaminit kavein. I don't know who he was referring to. But Mahadrin min Amafarshin. That's a new nickname. Again, somebody told me last night, Bisham, they heard from Rav Nissen Alpert, who is an expert in the Meiri. He says, the Meiri tried in those nicknames to capture the essence of the godless of that Rishon. What was his mahus? So the Rambam was being a Machaber, putting everything together. Gedolei Machabrim, Rashi, Mefarshim. Gedolei Mefarshim. So each one, you have to know. The Raivit, Gedolei Adoros. Remember the Raivit? I don't remember. But you have to know each one of them has a unique characteristic. So I was looking, just a fascinating line in the Meiri Sakdama. I didn't find what I was looking for in terms of why he gives nicknames. But at the beginning, he talks about why he wrote his Sefer. This is on page 25 and 26 in the Akdama. So he talks about the Rambam there. He does not call the Rambam Gedolei Machabrim, as he calls throughout his Sefer, but he calls him Harav Moritz Tzedek. The Rambam's the Moritz Tzedek. He's the one. He talks about the gavlus of the Rambam. He has his chibur, and he wrote everything perfectly and in order, and even the stuff that's not lamaisa today. Rambam is awesome, says the Meiri. But then he says, well, why am I writing my sefer if the Rambam already did it? So says the Meiri, V'yalderecha emes, kol zeb, he says, Eino malo v'lo mora, l'misha yastuk lo yedias ikara talmud, derecha kabbalah. If all you care about is bottom line, then you don't need what I'm about to do. Just look at the Rambam, and you're done. And finished. But he says, if you want to know where things come from, it gets a little tricky. Because, I'll give you an example. Right, many are familiar with this example. Sukkah, at the beginning of Masechah Sukkah. Sukkah Daf Gimel. The Gemara there says, a bias that doesn't have 4x4 amos, is pater min, mezuzah, ma'ke, not matami negoyim, not nechla bebatei arechoma, not chozer miyocher emelchama, in ma'arvin, in mishtatfin, menichin bo eriv, 15 different halachas, by a house that's not dalet al dalet. So says the Meiri, Hine, lefi inyan asidur, mashebaha hineha inyan, mezuzah, yivakish, b'sefer, ahava. The Rambam took this one line, and took the first phrase, and put it into Hilchas Mezuzah. Ma'ake, sefer nezikin. Nigayim, sefer tara. Bati arechoma, sefer zroim. Eir v'shituf, sefer zmanim. Rachalukas achen v'ashutfin, sefer kinyan. Archei melchama, sefer shoftim. He says you have one line in the Gemara, and the Rambam talks about it in 12 different places. So you read the Rambam, you have no idea where it came from. So if, says the Meiri, you don't care about where it came from, Rabbi, just tell me what the halacha is. I don't need to know what's behind it. So, fine. But if one wants to appreciate the halachic Masorah, wants to appreciate where things came from, then the Rambam is a very difficult book to use. Aval misha yirtza al kalpanim, lios limudo al derech hagemara, v'yachavin livro derech psak, kol hanomar ba, yoshuvu luhinyin la'amel gadol. It'll be very hard. The Miri knows that we don't know Shas by heart. V'kol shekein kishalo yimsa mavukash klal. And sometimes you'll look and you won't find it. Because the Miri says, you'll never find a topic in Mishnah or Gemara, the whole topic in one place. You won't find it. It just doesn't happen. V'ushe yikre zel afamim tipola machshaval davar achar yosef malkam echad. V'yachra chifuz timsa malkam acher. Lo ala aleva ma'ayan liyosa sham. Ela shabal sham adi gilgul eze inyan. Right, it just happens. You know, and he gives other examples of this. And then he quotes, you know, this is the God, and he's merely said, that's why I'm writing my Sefer. So you know not only what the Rambam says, and the other Mefarshim he throws in, but where it came from. And that's why we have the Meir in almost every Masechta. Amazing. Okay, we didn't have the Meir for a couple hundred years. That's why some Achronim say that you can't paskin based on a Meir. Right, because it was out of the Masorah, and there's a Chazon Ish that says if something was out, didn't go through the Kur HaBarzel of the Iyun of all the greats of every generation, it's different. Right, the Meiris from the Shiva, he says the Meiris that we have through the Shiva Kubetzes have more authority than the Meiris that weren't in the Shita, because the Shita we've had throughout. Right, that the one of the Rebbeim of the Arizal, and that was one of the Sfarim that had been through the Masorah. The Meiri is amazing as a Rishon, and it's great for Lamdis, but in terms of halachic authority, the Shulchan Aruch didn't have it, and he didn't base his Shitos on it, and therefore it has somewhat of a less authority, at least in the in terms of Psak. We can talk a lot about Pinchas also. Let's continue, and then if there's time, we'll talk about Pinchas and what Pinchas maybe has to do with the Bris Milah. Once we talk about Pinchas ben Elazar, we're talking about his status here, but we will continue first. Ubnei Achos. Let's get back. The Mishnah said that the sons of a sister, Yarshin, right? That was an example of Yorish and not Morish. What does sons of a sister means? It means the sons of a mother's brother, the sons of a maternal uncle. That's who Yarshin. Again, the mother, some boys have a mother, the mother has a brother, so the kids could yarshin the brother. So Tana, b'nei achos v'lo b'nos achos. So we're medayik in the Mishnah, the Braisa says, only the sons of the sister, but not the daughters of the sister. And the question is, why not? Lamai, hilchasa, why are the daughters excluded? Because after all, the Rashbam explains, top of the page, he says, you can't say that they don't yarshin at all, says the Rashbam on top, havada yarshos achi iman. The daughters do yarshin. Could yarshin the mother's brothers? Shaharei havas yoreshes ima. A daughter yarshins her mother. Ubemakam ima omedes li rashachima. So if a daughter could yarshin the mother, then the daughter could yarshin the mother's brothers. Right? So why is it? What is the Gemara mean here? Shaharei, finishing that Rashbam. Shaharei ha'isha yoreshes esacheha b'makam she'enach. Kidala kaman, as we'll have soon. A sister yarshins the brothers if there's no one else. So therefore, eventually, the daughters. So why does the Mishnah say here, and the Braisa, that only the sons of the mother could yarshin the uncle, and not the daughters? Amar Avsheshes l'kadeim. It means in terms of order. Of course they will yarshin, but in terms of the order, the sons would go before the daughter in this regard too. How do we know that? As follows. Tani Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Kamei d'Rav Huna, the Yarash, Makish Yerusha Shniel Yerusha Rishona. We compare the later Yerushas to the first Yerusha. What does the first Yerusha mean? So the Rashbam explains that we know the first who's going to get is son, and then daughter, and then all the other ones in the order, as we'll see at a later date. But we compare all the later ones to the first one. Why? The Rashbam says there's a vav at the beginning of every pasuk. Right, so we compare all of them together. Ma Yerusha Rishona ben Kodon Labas, just like a son goes before a daughter, directly from a parent, Av Yerusha Shnia ben Kodon Labas, so too in Yerusha Shnia, ben goes before Bas as well. Right, they're all Mechubar through the Vav. Period. Tani Rabba Bar Chanina, Kameda Rav Nachman said, we start something that will continue by the Shema tomorrow's daf. Rabba Bar Chanina said a brisa in front of Rav Nachman. V'haya b'yoman chilo es panav, on the day that a person is manchil his sons, right, that's the context of Bechor, in the beginning of Kiseitse. But we darshan from the word Bayom. Bayom atel mapal nachlos, v'yatel mapal nachlos balayla. Bayom, there's Yerusha and not Laila. So what does that mean? Amalei Abaye, Alameata. Deshachiv b'yamama hu diyarsi le'banei. Ma deshachiv balelia lo yarsi le'banei. What, if somebody only dies, if he dies during the day, then he gives Yerusha. If he dies at night, he doesn't give Yerusha. What does that mean? Dilma, and this relates to a little bit, when does the mitzvah of Yerusha occur? Right? Remember, we spoke about it in the Hakdama to the Perek. Is it the moment after death? Is it the moment before death? Is it Pareach Ba'avir, right? It sounds like that it happens when the person dies. So what does that mean? Only Bayom. Dilma, Din Nachlus Ka'amrit. Did you mean not that there's Nachala, but that Din Nachlos is only by day? What does Din Nachlos mean? Rashbam says maybe it means you need three, like a Bezdin, to split up the Nachla. Tosa says maybe it means you go Bal Karcha, right, of the people that were there when he said what to do with his Yerusha. Right, either way, there's some type of din. Maybe that's what it means. That also has to be done by day. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, the Haisel of Bnei Yisrael, Chukas Mishpat, O Ra'a Kalaparsha Kula Lios Din. Important line. That, using the Lashon of Chuka in the context of Nachala, teaches us that this area of Halacha is not pure Dini Mamanus. It also has a Chok element. It also has something more and deeper. Right, it's proclaimed to be Chukas Mishpat, and therefore it is going to be have a different status. In what way? And that'll be Kidrav Yehuda, as we'll see, the case of Rav Yehuda, which goes on to tomorrow's daf, which we're not going to do now yet, because there's other points to talk about on this daf here. And that is, first let's talk about this. So only by Yom HaNapalayla. So as we mentioned, Tosfos here in Ora quotes the two days machlokas between the Rashbam here, what the din is, Kishar Din Imam is three versus what the Tosfos himself says on the first white line, Al Karcham Shal Banim Naasim Dayanim Osim Omdim Sham Shas Tzava. The Osim Din. Okay, those who are there, they have to listen to. But this is that Nachlus compared to Dini Mamanus. Dini Mamanus has to be Bayom. Right, that's the, so anything related to Nachla, any decisions made have to be Bayom as well. The Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin though, interesting, that Dini Mamanus is, you could start by day, and then you could finish at night. Right, it doesn't have to be finished by night. It just has to be started. It doesn't have to be finished by day. That's the Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin. Here on Daf Lamed Beis. Dini Mamanus is done by Yom Gomer Balayla. So the question is, there is a Machlokas Achronim. Why is that? Why is Dini Mamanus allowed to be finished at night? So if you look in the Rama in Choshe Mishpat in Simin Hay quotes from the Rashbam in Ar Sugya. We're not going to read the whole Rashbam here. He quotes from the Rashbam. The Rama says, Im Avru Vidanu Balayla Dineim Din. What if you did all Dineim Mamanus at night? You aren't supposed to. You're supposed to start by Yom and go, and you could rather be Gomer Balayla. What if you did everything at night? Dineim Din B'dieved is okay. B'dieved is okay. So why B'dieved is it okay? So Machlokas between the Ksos and the Granat. But the other Achronim also follow the Granat. The Ksos wonders, why is it okay at night, B'dieved? You messed up. You didn't do din properly. You did the whole din at night. V'yinei lefaneinu kushyus harbe l'shitas harashbam t'sover b'dieved mahani. What? You should say chalitza. Everything that's supposed to be done by day, if you do it at night, is okay b'dieved. Chalitza b'alayla, kiddush achodesh b'alayla, lama pasal afila b'dieved. So, explains the Ksos, v'anir, this is in Ksos, in Simen Hei, Oz Beis, v'anir bazel asim lev. No, look closely. Look closely at all of the sources of the Yerushalmi, the Chulu. He says, nir lani es daiti. Really, it's kasha b'dieved. Why? Because there's no din that Gemara din has to be by Yom. The only din is that Tchilas din has to be by Yom. And Gemar Din is allowed to be Balayla. The Kivan to Eino Pasel Ela Tchilas Din Balayla, the Gemar Din Kasher Balayla, Im Came, Im Avru Vidano Balayla, Nihi de Pasel Haya Tchilas Din, Tainu Masa Umatan, Mikomakom Gemar Din, Masha Amr Ishponi Yatta Zakav Ishponi Tachayev, that's fine. What's the Kiddush of the Ksos? He didn't do anything wrong. We're regarding the Gemar Din, that's why it's Kasher. The Granat and others say no. The whole reason why Gemar Din is okay Balayla is only if Tchilas Din was Bayom. If he did the whole thing at night, so maybe that wouldn't be good. Wouldn't it be good? Right, that's why he discusses that it's not just that it's a din of Gemar din is allowed to be Balayla. It's only allowed to be Balayla because the Haskalas din was Bayom. So that's what the discussion of why Gemar din is allowed to be Balayla, machlokas between the Granat and the Ixos. Once we're on the topic of starting something and then continuing, there is a fascinating discussion that we've had before based on the Gemara in the first parak of Brachas. There's a Tosfos there. Remember, the Gemara says there that Bilam knew exactly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry. The Gemara says there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for a certain second, and Bilam knew exactly when that would be, and he knew And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that, obviously, and therefore there was a chesed. Did I have it here already? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed that he did not get angry the entire time. Sorry, thank you. Now I have two. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry the entire time that Bilam was going to curse the Jews. So he asked Tosfos there, Brachas Dav Zayin, what could he have said in that second? What could he have said in a second? Right, what could he have cursed the Jews in a second? Maha Yechalomar, B'shas Rega, Tosfos two days. Number one, claim. Destroy them. One word. Or inami me acher shayamaskel kolalaso ba'osa sha'a hayamazik afil la'achar kein. If he started at that second, he'd be able to finish afterwards. As long as he started that moment, he would be able to be mamshech. Says the Aruch HaShulchan on this. Says the Piazetzna, right? The Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klover quotes the Piazetzna. I take it back. Rebunim in Parshischa. I think he quotes. Yeah, Rebunim. He quotes. You know what you see from this Tosfos? Be melamed tzchus on those who daven after this man. As long as you started before this man. If you started before, it can be mamshich. Just like here, you have the second, it can be mamshich. Right, tchilas din is as long as that's good, biyom, then it can be gemar din balaylo, you can continue. You go by when you started. That's what the Eretz Tzvi says in Kuf Chaf Aleph. He says, the context is there, starting your Purim Suda. On Purim, and then most of it's after. What do you do? How can it be? It's not Purim anymore. Okay. So he says, he quotes the Rebbe Yehudi Bar. Yeah, I'm sorry. I take it back. He quotes, HaYehudi HaKadosh B'Parshischa. Yeah, Limitz Chus, Al-Maskel Espala B'Zman Tfila, Afshim Shach Achar Azman. Okay. It's Pashas against the Shulchan. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you're late for Mincha, you're going to miss the Zman, you should skip Chazar HaShatz. Right? Do what we call a Hechak Dusha. If you're late, not because if you're just in a rush, but if you're going to miss the Zman. Right, or the other Mishnah Berurah talks about this with Kriya Shema, but either way, that's relating to the ending having to do if you started Bizman or not, but it has to do with this sugya of Dina Mamanis by Yom Ubalaila, as the Gemara here compares that Nachla also has to be by Yom and Balaila. Okay, there's a lot more, but we'll stop here. Brother Hashem, we will continue with Rabbi Yehuda on tomorrow's daf.